Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We got Lisa Hale, Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief, coming up. But first, have to read this text, and I think Lisa will relate to this. The text says, I thought about Tradio this weekend. My wife and I were in the UP and stumbled onto the Norway rummage sales. I bought tail lights for an 85 Monte Carlo. I do not own an 85 Monte Carlo. Give him the bell on that one. I love that.
Yes.
That's outstanding. Lisa Hale, good morning. Wow.
There you go.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good, Lisa.
Did you ever do Tradio type shows in small markets over the years?
Actually, I did.
Okay.
I did them when I worked in Ripon every Saturday morning.
There you go. That's exactly when they're on in the UP as well. Wow. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty much, I got a set of snow tires. 16-inch rims.
No. Oh, that is, yeah.
And we used to use the phrase, I'm putting something on the table as it's being offered up. we had one business called the Farmer's Wife. And I would say, I'm putting the Farmer's Wife on the table. And of course, people loved that phrase.
I'll bet. I'll bet.
I got so much heck for that one.
There is something about small town local radio that I just love and is so important, I think, to a community.
It is. It's very important.
It's and the it identity was, of the community.
You can't get any more local than Tradio or the obituaries. And they just, and they would read them all. Elmer Bodie died and just, and they were. Yeah, it was just great. And then they give you even the services when you could go.
Oh, yeah.
And it just
visitations at 6 to 7:30. There'll be a lunch in the gymnasium afterwards. Yep.
No yep, question. But we didn't. How come we're laughing now? We didn't laugh back then. But that was really.
He enjoyed spending time in his cabin up north. I'm telling you, I'm having that in my obituary.
History.
I refuse to be the only person, the only guy in Northeast Wisconsin whose obituary does not say enjoyed spending time at his cabin up north. I do not have a cabin up north,
John,
but it's going to be in there. Yeah, I'm not the only one to not have that.
So his kid is in the funeral business, and so John made this deal
with them.
He's
already written it for me,
I think. He wrote in there. So people are going to read that, and people are going to think you did.
Yeah, I don't care. It'll be the last lie of my life.
Oh, man.
It's not the first. It's not the last.
Yeah, well, that's
true. So might as well go up the same way I've lived my life.
As you said, what do you do for a living, John?
BS.
You're a professional BSer.
Yes. Thank you very much, Lisa. Thank you.
It's worked for 40 years, so yeah, why quit now?
Well, Lisa, you got a lot of things on your plate. This is the time of year a lot of stuff is coming to fruition. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things taking place in Northeast Wisconsin that you're involved with?
Well, I've been working on a lot of different stories lately. A lot of stuff is happening, of course, as you guys know, in the Green Bay area, getting ready for NFL Draft 2025.
Yep.
I mean, so many stories are coming out of that. The National Railroad Museum is expanding, so I'm working on a story for that. There is in Green Bay coming up just in the first week of June is going to be an anti-theft clinic that they've done this before, but it's for Hyundai and Kia owners. To go and get their software.
I own a Kia, so go ahead.
check to see if you're one of the cars that is eligible for the software upgrade for anti-theft technology. Because Kias and Hyundais, there was a big thing a couple years ago on YouTube and TikTok and all that, how to steal a Kia and Hyundai. They were giving tips on how to do it. So Kia and Hyundai have done software upgrades, and Green Bay Police Department is going to allow for those to be done in June on the 5th.
So do you bring your car to them and do they do something?
What happens is you can do it through the dealerships as well, but the Green Bay Police Department, I'm working on this story right now, is doing a clinic where you can schedule the time to bring your car in. And the technicians will do the upgrade for you.
Oh.
Then they'll also give you a steering wheel lock and a sticker. So it kind of deters the possibility of theft of your car.
Should that be legal that you're allowed to put something on the internet saying how to steal a car?
Well, you can there's a lot,
but you think
controversy.
There's some kind of a gatekeeper, wouldn't there?
You can those learn guns, just about anything you want to learn on the internet.
Look at that guy, Johnny, that lived on the east side. Didn't he tell him how to make a bomb?
Oh yeah, the right crazy up here. Guy. I mean, not that far from here.
Almost see his house from here. So. Yeah. I know, and I don't know if he did. Was he convicted?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Okay, but they charged him for something. Anyway, go ahead.
There's a freedom of speech thing there,
right?
That is a fine line to walk between public safety and freedom of speech. So,
okay, and they kind of write it a little bit where I didn't really tell you to build this bomb. I never used the word bomb, but
if you mix this and this,
So. Let me on that. My daughter has a Hyundai, right? That's it's Hyundai. Hyundai
and Kia.
She has a Kia.
Okay,
she's a
Kia. So did Todd, and so do I.
Yeah.
Is that nationwide that repair thing?
Well, yes,
but not the police department. I understand is a unique, is a unique program. But in terms of going to any dealer anywhere,
she should check. She should go to the dealer website.
Yeah.
And put in her VIN number and see if she's eligible for the upgrade.
Okay.
Does she have a push button start?
Yes.
Are those the bad ones?
Those are the good ones.
Oh.
Push button starts they're not as easy to steal. This is for the people who actually have to turn their key to start the car. So.
Okay.
I bought it. I don't remember.
you bought it, but you don't remember.
I really don't remember. Back to the National Railroad Museum expansion.
Yes.
That's getting close to being done, right?
Actually, it's not going to be finished.
Oh, by the draft?
For the draft, no. Okay. It'll be probably just after the draft comes through that it'll finish up. But that's one of the stories that I'm working on. Now, the National Railroad Museum will be open during the draft.
Right.
It's just an expansion, the mezzanine and the new building and everything will be open.
All right. Did you know that is in Green Bay?
Here we go.
I put that in your story,
too. This is one
too.
Of his pet peeves.
I just want to say.
Lisa,
in Green Bay.
National Railroad Museum in Green Bay.
Right.
Yeah.
People think it's in the village of Ashwaubenon but it's just a little island within Ashwaubenon, but that is our property, and it's Green Bay property. And somebody in their, I can't say sarcastically, wisdom, leased it to them for $1 a year.
Hmm.
And do you realize that we could develop in the tax base, we could get out of that? But that's what the decision was made. And
you realize you're no longer the mayor?
I know. I want to finish your story on that. I do realize I'm no longer the mayor. But I, like Johnny said, this was a pet peeve of mine. And there's a lot of stuff. You can't really change history. But and this guy knew it. And he came in to my office, the lobby. I was in the lobby. And he just put down a $10 bill. He goes, I'm going to extend the lease for another 10 years. Mm. Just anyway. But it's a great museum. I love
it. With you?
I'm over it. Almost.
It brings 100,000 people to Green Bay a year.
Oh, it's a fantastic place.
Your story on the NFL draft, what are you working on?
Actually, today I'm working on the story about the about how to do your home for renting out. You guys have had people on talking about that. So.
He's doing it.
I'm in. I got the contract with me. I was going to show it to Johnny. I'm in.
I'm not. I'd have to clean my house, and I don't have time for that.
Okay. You know what? That is a great incentive to declutter, knowing that you're
Are you going to declutter, though? That's my question. Because we've discussed that you're a little bit of a pack rat.
I'm not a pack rat. I just got a lot of stuff.
I'm not a pack rat.
I'm not a pack rat. I just collect stuff.
I'm excited about this, and we're going to make some serious money, too. And it's going to be fun. And so I brought that lease with me. I want you to look at it before I sign it. But I brought it today. I printed it out actually this morning.
John, are you a lawyer or something?
No.
Yeah, read over the fine print. I'm pretty good at that. I concentrate pretty hard on fine print. I'm a detail-oriented guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure am. But I think we said this on this show before, but I think everybody in Greater Green Bay, everybody should make an extra at least $2,000 that week. And either the bars are going to be open till 4, they're going to need bartenders, they're going to need people to set up things, they're going to need people to work booths, stores are going to be open, they're going to have, we're going to have 400,000 people here. Even on a Packer game, we bring in extra help. So this is 4 or 5 times that. So I'm really excited about it. And I know quite a few people, not quite a few, but I know a handful of people who are renting their houses out, you have to either pick 4 days or 7 days. 7 days is a long time, although that's what we're doing. But it's where, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? And you don't want to go spend the money you're going to make.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to stay at my mom's.
Oh.
For, she likes my cooking, so I'm going to stay there. For,
Likes don't have it too spicy.
she did complain a little bit. thanks for bringing that up, John.
Sorry.
And then, yeah, that's what we're going to do. So it's going to be fun. She's excited about it. She'd be great to have you here for a week. So anyway.
I think that's neat that you're doing that.
Yeah, so do I. It's going to be fun. And we're excited about it. And I tell you, if you get on now, and maybe this is in your story, but you get the really, really serious people. I mean, you know if you're going to get drafted now. So those, the families of the draftees, the first, you know, how many people they draft in what first three rounds? 100, right? So there's got to be 100 people who are going to book just because of that. Then you got the corporate people who are coming, the sponsors. So, yeah, we're excited about it. I mean, I they do all the insurance. It's a turnkey operation. So that's going to be a good story, that the opportunities to make some extra money during the draft.
Yeah. There's way over 100 because you got 32 teams, you know, with their draft picks and everything. But I don't think people, if you're not a first round draft pick, I'm not sure family travels. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
now,
you're right.
If somebody's projected as a fifth round draft pick, I don't think his family's
going to.
They'll stay at home and watch the draft there. It's the people that are invited to the draft, the players.
The families come.
Their families come.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to, the guy said, you know, the earlier the better. They put it on the website. We're in. But that, I'm interested in your story. There's going to be a lot of stories on the NFL draft.
I want to rent out my apartment here.
Johnny's going to rent out his apartment. Now, he's got to sleep. I don't know where he's going to. I work at a homeless shelter. I might have to get him a cot.
I would do that. I would sleep there.
That's actually not bad.
I would sleep. You got great food.
Isn't there a couch in the studio there?
There is.
Or in the.
I don't. There you go. That's against the. That's
no, a, I took that. I put that in my apartment.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right. You did.
I did.
Yeah. That would be against the city ordinance. You can't. You know, turn. This is zoned.
Who's gonna know?
Yeah,
who's
really gonna know? I couldn't sleep on a couch here, and then somebody would. Oh, we're gonna shut down Civic Media. Mino slept in the office one night.
All right.
Like Ecast, right. The first zone that's never slept in an office. Come on,
everybody. Slept in an office. That's absolutely. What I mean.
Lisa, you ever sleep in your office?
All the time.
Absolutely. Right.
You stick around.
Lisa, can you stick around for a minute?
I have a couple more things I want to talk to you about.
All right. Lisa Hale, our news director, stay with us. There's nothing to do. Beautiful Tuesday morning, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Beautiful out there though. 53 in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh, which is where Lisa Hale is, who's our director of news operations for the entire bureau. What is going on in Oshkosh this week, Lisa?
Well, the really cool thing that the Oshkosh Fire Department is doing is they've launched a website. Well, it's within their website. It's a web page for fall prevention. And I don't know if you realize this, but the most common call that the Oshkosh Fire Department gets, and I need to check to see if it's the same thing in Green Bay and up where you guys are, but the most common calls they get are not for fires, are not for wrecks. It's for people falling. No. So they've created this website to help people with fall prevention, kind of like, you know, these are the resources you can go to. These are the things that you can do to make yourself better. Plus, they also have an app, a phone app called Nimble that will help you with balance. So
you know, that's not something to blow off as far as like, I've got a really great friend who just had a catastrophic accident, big, strong, healthy guy, and tripped going downstairs. And led to really bad things. I mean, and he was by himself for like 2 days. That's a serious thing.
I got one that's even worse than that. Somebody fell and hit his head.
Yeah.
And remember Joe, that shoe shine guy?
Yeah.
And, yeah. That's just. Absolutely. You know, yeah, that's a little misleading with fall prevention. Because were you thinking the season or were you thinking fall?
Yeah, I was thinking autumn.
So was I.
Okay.
Trying to prevent fall from coming.
Well, I don't know. I think so, yeah. I just didn't know.
Delay fall for as long as possible.
If you look at fall and then you look at Oshkosh fall Fire Department, yeah, you would think, okay, you know, it's going to be a dry fall and don't have your leaves and don't do this. That's what I thought it was. But falling.
I think that's an important thing.
Falling down prevention or falling.
You know.
Falling.
Todd knows I'm going to mention this. Todd knows it. I mean, look at him. He's got a bum knee now because he fell. So this is the kind of thing that we're talking about, you know.
Thanks, Lisa.
Sorry, I had to do it.
But that was something else probably helped him fall.
No, yeah. It really wasn't. No. Guys, it really wasn't. I was taking some laundry down to the basement. Yeah. You know,
all right.
Missed a step and now I'll never be the same.
It happened so easy.
Todd, it was almost a month, 3 weeks for sure, where I had a boot and I broke my toe carrying laundry down the steps. And Harry Sidney, I went to a thing. He goes, he's like my friend. He's like, Mayor, you got to come up with a better excuse than that.
that's what they said in the emergency room.
Yeah, they don't like us carrying laundry down the steps. No. So anyway,
she said, pretend like you were skiing or
something.
Right,
that's what they said. Or do something like that. But that there's nothing. I don't know what they did for your knee, but they don't do anything for a broken toe.
They just pretty much let it heal.
The guy shows me the X-ray. Goes, right here, it's broken.
Just kind of grows back together.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of people carrying stuff, you know, where you don't see the step.
The last. Oh yeah.
Exactly. Totally. No question. Yeah. I think that's a good idea that they're doing that.
So do I. I wonder if we're doing that. Okay. Oh, that's cool. Appleton should look at that too. I mean, people.
The entire area should look at it. I mean, we've got an aging population in Northeast Wisconsin. Why? I don't know. But we do have our population. Well, I mean, the boomers are getting older. Gen X is getting older. We're all getting older. And falls happen when.
Right.
With the lack of balance. So
that I think that's interesting what you said, though. That's the number one call that firefighters get is falls. Is it an old wives' tale that they had to rescue cats out of trees? I mean, no, I know there's cat lovers out there, but come on. If you live in the wild, you're smart enough to climb this tree. You can't figure out how to get down. Is that legit?
I don't know. I've never asked, you know, Mike Stanley, our Oshkosh Fire Department chief.
Would they really go out to do that?
They'll take a bird out of your fireplace.
Yeah, I tried doing that though. They wouldn't come. I had to take care of the bird myself.
Well, they had the whole long gloves. They wouldn't respond.
Mm-mm.
Oh, should have been mayor.
Yeah, I was Alois.
So what you're saying, Jim, is they made a special trip for you.
I was so I don't know that. I think we do that for anyone. This is what they did though. I called the chief. This is.
Wait a minute. Wait, back up here. Was it for your own personal fireplace?
Yeah.
Well, that's a big difference than
Schmo. So. No, we treat everyone the same.
Oh,
That was my policy. Everyone's the mayor.
Right.
But Johnny,
when you were mayor, were you involved with their contracts or how much money they make and everything?
Of course.
Oh yeah, but you were treated the exact same as anybody else, huh? Okay, go ahead, continue.
I never put two and two together.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is what happened. I called the chief, and I'm like, and I tried to get it out myself, but like that's tough to do. I mean,
I'm not going to tell you how I did it because people get mad at me.
Yeah, okay, don't. Does this have to do with the kid? Did you get the cat out of the tree and put him in the fireplace?
No.
Oh, okay. I was trying to tie the story together. So I called the chief. I said, Chief, Jim.
Hey, I got a quick kick text here. Have you ever seen a cat skeleton in a tree? No. They'll come down by themselves when they get hungry. Good point. I like that.
That's a really good point. Anyway, so I called the chief. I said, hey, look, I'm at home, and there's a bird in my fireplace making a lot of noise, and Donna is...
And make a mess.
And I said, but when you have nothing to do, when it's just super quiet, nothing's going on, just give me a call and come over. This is exactly... with a ladder truck. The ladder truck.
Well, they have to take that everywhere.
Yeah, that's
true. I got locked out of my apartment in Kankana a couple years ago. They come out with this.
God.
It was within walking distance of the fire station. Walked to the fire station, said, hey, I locked my keys in. I called our apartment thing. She lived in like Oshkosh. She said, well, I can't come up. Yeah. Go to the fire. I walked there. Yeah. They take the big
they
truck
that ladder
into
truck.
My parking
lot. When that came around the corner with the siren, I'm like, oh, my God.
Same with me.
I love those guys, but that was not necessary.
Yeah.
right. But they got the bird out, and they were super, they're super friendly guys. But anyway, I'd like to think we would have done that for anyone. So that was a long, long, long time ago.
I don't know.
Anyway, okay. That's interesting how that industry has changed in terms of, I mean, what they do, that has changed. A lot more ambulance calls, a lot more transfers, and, you know, you still think, but there's really structural fires. There's not a lot of them.
You know, knock on wood, but that's great. Right. Yeah.
Well, everything that's being built now, especially, you know, we had the guy on from Lawrence. What did he say? 75% of the stuff is less than 20 years old. I mean, that's all built differently than the
stuff. And let me tell you something. I told you a time I got locked into that little bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
At my old place.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a fire-proof door. That thing wasn't moving. I couldn't kick it in. I couldn't do it. That's when I had to take the top of the toilet tank and break it and take a jagged edge and carve my way out to take the thing off.
He has pictures to prove
it. Oh, I got pictures. Yeah.
He does lease that. So that, yeah. That,
yeah.
You know, Mino, you've had some unique adventures.
Awesome. I have.
Yeah. I never worry about any dead time with this guy. He's just everything. And yeah, it's amazing. Hey, so. Anything going on in Appleton? We just, you know, we love Appleton, and I was just curious if there's any news going on there. They won the best venue for entertainment, and they were up against Summerfest, Bastille Days, and Mila Music was voted on by the People's Choice Award in the state of Wisconsin as the best. Isn't that cool?
That is very cool. That's very cool.
I'm very happy with those guys.
There's a couple things happening up in Appleton. The finance committee voted not to recommend a wheel tax increase, which was, you know, that's going to the full Appleton Common Council now.
Interesting.
And they are getting ready for their fireworks show on July 3rd. Even though they won't have the JCs running it, they're still going to put on the fireworks show.
City's doing it? Wow.
Cool. City's doing it. Wow. We got a text here. We treat everybody the same? Does everyone have access to directly call the chief at home?
All right, moving on. Just love Lisa Hale. Keep up the good work, keeping us informed on what's going on in Northeast Wisconsin.
Thanks for being a big part of it, Lisa. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
Quick break. See back right after this.
Via app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday morning. 53 in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh. Today is National Mediation Day, as we're talking about. Something I think you and I should do before every show.
You said every mediation.
Show. Mediation.
No, meditation.
Or meditation, yeah.
Mediation is what you and I have gone through with someone that was in
But Meditation Day, National Meditation Day. You see, guys, there's a couple of Packer players. I think Quay Walker is one of them. You'll see them a couple hours before the game with their backs against the goalpost, and they just get into this meditation type thing. I don't know.
There's tons of videos on that, and people swear by that. Blood pressure, health. Yeah, I don't. You got to just be like really quiet.
I'm going to start doing that. Yeah. It's also National Tea Day.
It's not called sleeping, John. It's meditation.
Okay. National Tea Day. You know, God bless my wonderful mother, Josephine. That was her favorite thing. I'd have to make her Lipton tea all the time after she had her stroke and hot tea. And I tried, somebody told me, Johnny, have a cup of tea with me. And it's can't do it. Couldn't get it down. There's something about tea that just in the back of my throat gets.
But
it's
that
so
lady
bitter. There's such a bitter thing with the Lipton type teas.
But remember we had the lady from the tea company?
Yeah, those hers
Broadway?
Were great.
Yeah, I mean, Lipton, that's. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I mean? When you're growing up and have a cup of tea.
Yeah,
I can't have a cup of tea.
How about did she throw like 10 bags in a pitcher ice?
I used to like that iced tea that you'd buy, the Lipton summer tea, we'd call it, iced tea.
But you could make that.
But you could make it as sweet as you wanted to. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Cultural, you know what a drink I've never had? A Long Island iced tea.
Really?
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
That's got like 9 things in it?
7, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's
Todd. You ever had a Long Island iced tea?
You guys never had that, like in
I have.
College?
No.
Did you have Wapatuli parties? Where
that's where we got kicked out of that one house.
Oh,
I told you that. So we spilled too much. It was all red.
Yeah.
The guy put
they
in
don't
white
like
carpets.
That. That is
Who's
true.
Who's putting white carpets in a house you're renting to college kids?
Who would have
Arizona State?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So we got kicked out.
Yeah, I would. I because he had to replace the carpeting. That yeah, stuff
they could
all,
not get it. I remember they had the guy there to do it, and we paid for it. Would not. We literally got kicked right out of the house. Yeah.
That Long Island iced tea, those were, I just can't believe that is so popular.
But it's so hard to make, isn't it? I mean,
well, I know you got to buy. I don't think I ever made it.
Oh, that's what I mean. I mean, don't you have to have like six different?
Yeah,
I think bartenders hate it when, and tequila, I hate rum. I hate rum.
But there's a lot of alcohol in the long, that's why people.
There are a lot of different ones.
Right.
It's like, why do you need all those? Just have one
to
get the job done.
No, I don't think I made those, but I've had them.
Was, Todd, what's in the Long Island iced tea?
Bringing it up on your screen right now.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I don't.
Vodka, white rum, silver tequila.
Oh, they got the gin.
Triple sec, syrup, lemon juice, cola, and garnish with a lemon wedge. Wow. Can I see why bartenders don't like making those?
And yeah, he made them a little lighter than I did. But yeah.
Wow.
Three quarters. That's.
But you know why? Vodka, what I'm saying is, why not just have vodka,
right,
and some triple sec, and some cola to top it off, right, or something? Do you need the other things?
Rum and Coke, and yeah,
you know what I mean. You could take any one of those main ingredients and just mix it with something, and you're fine. Don't you agree?
But would you? Okay, but look at how much alcohol is in there. Would you put that much of one? That'd be a pretty strong drink.
Yeah, you're talking three quarters. Well. And I think an ounce and a half is one drink, right? Sure, if you have three quarters of an ounce of vodka, so you got one, two, well, it's only two and a half, almost three. It'd be 3 ounces. That's not so bad. 3 ounces is basically like two little airplane bottles. And those are nothing. I mean, really, you know, they're so little. Would you agree?
I don't know why, though. Like, if I have that, I'm on the floor.
Right.
Oh, really?
That's what I was saying.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never had one.
Maybe, Todd. Maybe it's the concoction, the mixing
the
of the
mixer
two.
That
Maybe
does
one
stuff?
Plus one equals three. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I've never heard of vodka, rum, and tequila, and gin, which I hate too, altogether. Oh, man. Of all those things, the only one I like is vodka and tequila.
I don't like tequila.
I don't like triple sec. That's like drinking syrup to me. Don't you think?
No, I'm trying to. What do we have that in?
Have what, triple sec?
Yeah.
Well, in that, for sure. But I know that one thing with those drinks, I think they'll charge you a lot more. Don't they charge you a lot more for something like that, just for the time?
They've got to.
And the effort that you have to go through to do it?
So, so triple sec is the syrupy,
it's just that
orange
sweetie,
flavored,
yeah,
sweet
yeah.
rum. Is that, what is it? What's the base on that? It's a liqueur, so I don't know what they, okay.
It's a real sweet, but you think
right, I know what it is, yeah. That's a sweet drink, too, right?
That seems like it'd have a lot of calories. Triple sec and simple syrup and cola if you use regular cola. That's a lot. You know, I saw a thing last night. On a thing.
You have a couple of those. How hungry are you going to be?
A doctor, okay? And he said, listen, you want to prevent an early death?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From just what you eat or drink?
Yes.
He said, I'm just going to give you five things. Stay away from these things, and you'll be amazed the difference.
For sure, it's got to be cigarettes.
Number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number two?
Sweets?
Alcohol.
Oh.
It's a toxin, he said. You're just putting a toxin in your body, and your body has to fight to get rid of that toxin. Number three, pasta.
No.
Pasta and white bread. That was his third one.
Oh, my God. I took a step closer to the grave last night.
Yeah.
That's what I made.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what the fourth one was, because I know that.
It's got
to
be sweets, John. Chocolate.
No. It was cola. I mean, it was soda.
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 I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, you find it, Todd?
No, but I was gonna say it had to be.
Yeah. Wow. Soda was the other one. He said it rots your gut, basically. So those are the four he mentioned. And somebody even said, no red meat. You're not mentioning red meat. Didn't mention red meat. But smoking, drinking.
That makes sense, though.
Soda. And what did I say the other one was?
Alcohol.
Smoking, drinking.
Oh, alcohol.
Pasta.
Oh, pasta.
I don't know about the pasta. I don't know if I believe
he
that.
He said does anything Italian white.
I believe that.
Anything,
do you?
Anything
yes,
white.
Do.
Anything
it turns
white.
To sugar, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He said, you'd not do those four things, you'd be surprised at how many fewer problems you'd have. I'm lucky I never smoked. I'm amazed I never smoked because everybody smoked when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My dad, my mom, my brothers, my uncles, every single person smoked. And I never did.
Yeah. Now it's banned at so many places.
Yeah.
And it's also very expensive.
Is it? How much is it?
What, $7 a pack?
Wow.
Used to be, what, 50 cents?
When I sold it at my brother's gas station, I want to say it was 45 cents a pack.
Right.
I mean, we're talking a lot of years ago, but 45 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as a percent of your income, I still, they're way overpriced now. Anyway, but I don't know. We didn't know. You only know what you know. And once a lot of that stuff came out and.
What you didn't know was that bad for you though, too.
Right.
You didn't know it was that bad.
You know, like I told you, we talked about this once. I traveled a lot when I got out of school for my job, and I always took, you know, an aisle smoking on the plane. You think of all that fuel on there.
It's like,
what the hell were we thinking?
Yeah.
But, you know, it was so acceptable. I mean, nobody, and even the guy with the secondhand smoke.
I'll have the no smoking section, which is one row behind the guy that's in the smoking section.
Right. In a captive place.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the windows are open.
Yeah. I got this one from our buddy Mark. He says, when I was maybe 5, we had bats in our house. My parents heard screeching and opened the bedroom door. There were between 30 and 50 bats circling my brother and I.
For sale.
Parents grabbed my brother and I. Next day, the fire department guy showed up to get bats. Tennis rackets and baseball bats and nets. That stuff would not happen now. You could go to jail for killing a bat these days, which is another unbelievably stupid rule. What's my rule of thumb? If something can kill you, you should be allowed to kill it.
Well,
they don't have any rules on the, I'm not going to bite you and give you rabies. And a shark isn't like, I'm not going to bite you and whatever. And a rattlesnake isn't, I'm not going to bite. But you can't kill them. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who came up with those rules and why?
I don't know that it applies to self-defense. I think you can't go kill a rattlesnake or a bat and an eagle. But if they're attacking you.
Well, not an eagle, but an eagle's not going to kill you.
But what if it was? It just
it's not. An eagle's not going to kill you. So it's not.
What if he's got like some issues and he just comes after and just pecking your eyes like in the birds? And could you, and I think if you killed it and you went to court, I think the judge would say, look, that's self-defense. I know they're a protected species, but that's what I think would happen. I think it would happen with everything you just mentioned. If they attacked you, but they would.
Well,
your story would have to hold water because they're going to ask you the same question three different ways.
Right.
And then you're going to be like, oh, you didn't say that.
Let me ask you this. Let's say you and Milton was a puppy, and you're going for a walk.
Yeah.
And an eagle sees him, and he swarms down to get him.
I'd kill the eagle.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if you'd go to jail for that.
I don't know.
Or get like a $5,000 fine.
Wouldn't think twice about it.
I know you wouldn't, but I'm just saying, I wonder if that, what would happen. Because I'll be honest with you, my sister up in the UP at their camp, there was an eagle. They used to fly around all the time. And they found, when they put a camera up in the eagle's thing, they found some collars. In his nest.
Really, dog?
Yeah. And cat collars, a cute little cat collar with like little diamond type things
I
on
think
it.
Fluffy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the
Muffalata.
Judge. I don't know. We got to get a judge on here. I think your defense would be like protecting another animal. You'd have to say, look, I feared for my life. I thought after my dog, he was going to come after me. And the judge would say, you know what?
Well,
right. I mean, you might not have
I mean, I wouldn't want an eagle coming after me. They're so much bigger than you would think when you see them up close.
Yeah, we've had those at the wildlife sanctuary. Yeah. We let them go in. They're huge.
They're huge.
Yeah. And their wingspan's got to be, I don't know.
Yeah, they're intimidating looking.
They like that look they have.
Well, I remember one time I was taking my basketball team up to the UP, and a deer had been hit. Like real, because I don't think they'll eat stuff too old. So it must have been real fresh, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bald eagle, and this was in the middle of the lane heading north. And he was sitting there defiantly looking at every car.
They look.
It's like, you know what?
I'm protected.
I'm here. This is mine. Bleep you, bleep you, bleep you.
Dude,
you
love,
go around me.
He
was sitting there staring at every car that came by.
I love the way they look.
I agree.
They are just so.
I agree. Yeah.
I got two words. Three words for you. Yeah.
Shut the bleep up. Yes.
No,
I agree.
That's a cool. But
Scott, there was an eagle that was a serial killer on Law and Order. Is that true?
I don't know.
It might be. It might be.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
that's a really good question. Could you, if that was going after your dog, could you kill that eagle?
Jim, could you get a lawyer in here and we can ask him all these weird questions?
I can maybe
or a judge,
do that.
Right?
You know,
or a judge?
Judge.
Or the DNR, maybe. Yeah.
I just tell you, I work out at Western. You guys know that. And Judge Zeidmelder has been on the elliptical next to me a couple times. We don't really talk because we're kind of, you know, both.
Been huffing and puffing.
Well, he's in a lot better shape than I am, but or we could call. I got a friend of mine who's. Let's do that. I think that's a really good question, but
yeah.
But even it wouldn't change my decision
to do it. I don't, I mean, because Milton is like a child family, to you. Right. I know, mm-hmm. I know. But I'm just saying in general.
Okay. And if it, and I wonder what the, what it, is it a fine?
It's a huge fine.
Really?
For killing an eagle?
Yeah.
Huge, like in the thousands. You can't even, you cannot possess an eagle feather.
No.
You cannot possess an eagle feather unless you are Native American. It is illegal for you to possess an eagle feather. Because a guy gave me one time from the res.
Yeah.
And he said, don't tell anybody I gave this to you. It is illegal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like they, talk about protected.
Yeah.
You can't even pluck a feather.
Look at this. Look at this. Todd just did this. The Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act prohibits the killing, selling, or possessing of bald eagles, and criminal penalties include a fine of $100,000 for the first offense, $200,000 for organizations.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
But I'm wondering if they're going to pin that on you for self-defense.
That's what I mean. That's a really good question.
I think that, and I want to find that out. And can you defend? Obviously, you can defend your kids. I wonder if they let you defend your dog.
I don't know. It's a really good question.
And you're right, though. I did look it up. You cannot possess a bald eagle feather.
Really?
There you go. Yep.
God, we used to find feathers all the time.
But probably not bald eagle ones.
No.
But I mean, you know, any other kind, you can. You know, hawk feathers or things like that. I'm sure you can. But a bald eagle feather, it is completely illegal. You'd be fined hundreds of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah. So you should have known that back in the day when you had your Super Bee.
Yeah.
And on your rearview mirror, you had the feathers and the roach clip hanging.
I don't think they were eagles.
And the rosary?
Yeah.
All together?
Yeah. And St. Christopher.
An interesting mix there.
Yeah,
right?
It was, right?
It was.
Roach clip, eagle feather,
rosary,
St. Christopher medal,
St. Christopher, and rosary. The guy with the magnetic feet.
Yeah.
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 He's going,
yeah.
And then saying the rosary.
Absolutely.
Or something.
Absolutely. Maya culpa, Maya culpa.
At 100 miles an
and
hour.
And listening to, was it Cheap Tramp or
Super Tramp?
Super Tramp, yeah.
A lot of Elton John back there, too.
All right. Yeah, you would. I could see you being an Elton John guy.
Big time. Mm. All right.
I don't think chicks dug guys that liked Elton John. Just being honest.
But I had the Super B.
Center, quick break. Back after this. And it's a long day. I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm
okay, what's the free falling? Tell me your selection.
Bird in the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, that you shot down. You and know, got a $100,000 fine. $100,000 is a lot of money.
It certainly is. The guy texts her, owls are also protected. My mom hit one and asked the DNR guy if she could get it stuffed. He says it's illegal to keep an owl.
Well, if it's dead, it's not.
Yeah, it is. That's why you can't even have a bald eagle feather, Jim. You can't even, like, if a badger got hit by the side of the road, you're not allowed to pick that up and take. I would love to have mounted a badger when I was a taxidermist, when I was studying to be a taxidermist. I would have loved that. I would love to mount an owl. I think that would have looked great with the wings coming out and stuff like that. I did my science project on taxidermy.
Really?
Yeah. I loved taxidermy.
I think that would be cool. How do you, you don't embalm them.
To stuff them? No. Yeah. You buy this stuff. It's called Excelsior. And it's basically the stuff. It looks like straw. It's the stuff that used to be in, actually, it looks like cream of wheat before you put the milk on it. Mm-hmm. It's the stuff that used to be in couches and everything like that. It's that same type of stuff. That's what you'd use to stuff them with. I'm sure now it's advanced beyond that. Yeah.
And you put that, it's, okay, I thought maybe something with a needle or something.
No, no, it was that. That's how you did it.
Well.
Yeah. I'll bring my old textbook type things.
That's okay.
I'll show you.
I just want to say that the wildlife sanctuary here in Green Bay, and I know they have them in other places, but they take care of a lot of injured animals. And there's been, that's when I let the eagle, but that gray-horned owl.
Oh, yeah.
That is a cool looking
bird. He's really cool.
And they're big, and they then just turns his head and looks right at you.
He's
and they got a big beak, and it's like, this guy could do some
serious
damage.
I had a really good friend. Her name was Christy. She worked out there, and she would do the big exhibits with the kids, and kids would just be like, whoa.
But eventually, they'll let him go again back into, and I would
do that.
I would let him go. And that was, it just, I don't think people, like, you see them kind of far away usually, but those are just unbelievable, beautiful animals.
Todd, we get anywhere with the falconer, that lady to bring that thing
not
in?
Yet.
Did I give you that number?
I don't
know if I did.
I don't think I've got the number.
I've
got the name.
Game
yeah.
and feed or fish and game thing.
What was that?
She's this girl, a young lady. She's a falconeer. Is that what you call them? Falconeers? Where she can have the falcon on her, you know, big hawk.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
On her arm and say, you know, attack something.
Yeah.
And they'll do it. I think that's cool. I'd love to have one of those.
Have you been to Packer games where...
Yeah, where it flies around.
That's really cool.
Atlanta does that, too.
And lands right on the guy's
arm.
Yeah,
I love that.
That is like, I don't know how
I think that's what she does. So I was thinking we'll get it here for when we have our party on the deck.
26th.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm going to try to get her there for that. Maybe we could sick her after a pigeon or something.
That would be really cool to have the eagle fly in.
Yes. Or a mourning dove. I hate mourning doves.
No, I don't want those things. They make
so much noise in the mess.
Right. And they interrupt our show.
Yeah. United States is illegal to possess a dead bird, including an owl. Can you spread that out a little bit more, Todd? So I can just read the other part there?
Hang on a sec.
Okay.
Just take us off the screen.
So it's a Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which actually, mourning doves are part of that. It's illegal to kill a mourning dove, no matter how good they taste. Just saying. Okay. In the United States, thank you, Todd. It is illegal. How bad are we? We couldn't
move that over.
In the United States, it is illegal to possess a dead bird, including an owl, without a permit under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. This includes the bird's feathers, eggs, and other parts. You can only possess these items if you have a federal and state permit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that act, what about the robin?
Can't kill him. Well, at least in Michigan, it's the state bird.
Well, here it is.
Wisconsin is the state bird. Yeah,
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Oh, I thought the cardinal was for some reason here. Are you sure?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm positive.
Oh, I did not know that.
But that's...
Wish I'd known that before.
But apparently, according to this, it's also the state bird in Michigan, too.
Yes, that's what I mean.
They copy us all the time.
So I didn't know that was Wisconsin's as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. I would have known that.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, they're got their little nests. They build those things at our house. And yeah, it's great. And we, that's a great bird. Grade school, we always talked about the robin, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but of course, we didn't study Michigan either. We should own where you. That should be Wisconsin. That was the craziest thing they did was to give that to Michigan.
Michigan had it first. Michigan was a state before Wisconsin. Yeah.
Why did you guys like go across and take that? That's just
we had it first. We had the state bird first.
Not a bird. I'm talking about the land where you live, Nugani. The UP should be Wisconsin.
Well, I agree.
Okay.
I can't disagree with that whatsoever.
All right.
But that all had to go back to the Toledo purchase. Well, Toledo owned it or something. Right. And I don't think Wisconsin wanted it, but I agree. I think it should be a state by itself, the UP. I really do.
Maybe that's
why not?
What
it's probably
do.
The same size as Hawaii.
Or Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. I bet it's bigger than Rhode
Island.
Yeah, it
probably is.
Why can't we have it? Why can't it be a state?
Then one of us would be governor. The other one would be the mayor.
Oh, Lord.
Absolutely.
And then talk about
we'd run
that place to live.
Absolutely.
That could be a fun state.
I want Jim to be like one of those southern judges that just sits behind the back. A judge? The judge is in the... sitting there with his gavel.
I can see that, too. Yeah. I could see that being that guy.
The judge.
I could see you in a robe being that guy.
Yep.
I think you should. Why don't you ever go be a judge? That'd be a good job for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a great job.
That'd be a great job for you.
I don't have a law degree.
You don't need one.
I don't think you need one, do you?
Not for local.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think the local judges are all lawyers. They are. Because the intern and
No, they're not. You don't have to be a lawyer. I know people that are judges and they're not lawyers. They have no legal background. Yeah. You could be a judge. All you got to do is run for it.
That is true. Elected.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be
so
good for
you. Here's the problem.
No,
here's the problem, you guys. What if you lose and you go see that guy? You know what I mean? When's the last time you saw somebody run against a judge?
I don't know.
I think it's Eidmelder, Zukowski. Those guys are always unopposed, right?
I don't know. Hinkless. I don't follow local politics. And I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But I just don't.
I don't know
how it works.
And I don't know my... Then
that
Judge
would be a great
Jim.
Oh my God!
No, I don't think so.
I could be the bailiff.
Yes.
I could be the bailiff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, we have that.
Oh, order in the court. The Honorable Jim Schmidt is now in session. You will be removed.
Be seated.
Be seated. And shut the hell up. He don't
don't take no gut from nobody.
I don't know.
First case, Your Honor. What do you think?
Speeding, that's okay. I mean, cars are built to go 120.
I had a Super B when I was in high school. My dad bought it for me. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I would be the strictest guy on speeding.
Yeah. You're always talking about making extra money. We're always looking for ways to make a buck. I can't think of a better job for you.
I can. I'll stick to teaching. No. Oh, all right. We'll think about it.
Maybe I'll go into it.
There you go. I'll be your Cal. I'll help you. Right. Campaign guy. All right.
You guys center a quick break.
Ron's coming on.
Ron's coming up. Talk about the whammies. Big article in the papers today about glam band just cleaning up. Really cool stuff. And then we got the Tuesday travel, some of the interviews we did at the Whammies. And then Peter and Tracy Fluke talk about life on the road on their big trip to New York on the tandem bikes. Back after this. Night out.